My name is Susan Bushell, and I'm an energy therapist in Guelph, Ontario, Canada. My website is freeyouremotions.com. This audio is one in a series called the 20-Minute Miracle Series. This particular one is entitled Self-Blame, I'm Beating Up on Myself. By using this audio, it's assumed that you will seek professional help if using this audio doesn't settle things down, doesn't calm things down, that you will pursue further assistance and help as needed. So please keep that in mind when using these audios, that at any point at all, if you feel like you need help, go out and get that help for yourself. Okay, so we're working with the feeling of blaming the self, and this often happens when things don't go as we would have liked, or when we get cornered and put in a position where we need to make a choice that we wouldn't have chosen if we'd had more information, or if we'd had more assistance or help, or if we'd understood what was going on more clearly. We make a choice in the moment that then perhaps we regret, or that didn't turn out as well as we would have hoped it would. And we turn on ourselves often because it's the only safe way to, the only safe place to put some of these strong feelings that can come up when things don't go well. So, for example, often a child put in a situation where someone's got them cornered, is bullying them, or beating up on them, or scolding them, or criticizing or judging, or worse, they can't fight back. They're too little, they're too young, they don't know what to do, they don't know how to get help, they don't know how to get themselves out of the situation, and no help is arriving. So they go into emergency mode, and they do what they have to do, and they make the choices they have to make based on the situation at hand, later only to realize that they're beating up on themselves and blaming themselves for what happened. And quite often, blaming the self is the only safe place. Turning the anger or the sadness inward is the only safe place to put it. It needs to go somewhere. It doesn't just dissipate once the bullying incident is over. It hangs around. It's in the person's energy system, and it needs to go somewhere. And often it's expressed in such a way that is very self-blaming. So if you find yourself in that situation, whether it's a big event or a smaller event in your life, or you just notice you do that a lot, you beat up on yourself, you pick on yourself, you blame yourself for everything, you even almost run down the road and find things to blame yourself for, this is the recording for you. I'm hoping that you've opened this up at a time where you actually already feel this feeling and we can tap it down. But if you don't, that's okay. You probably know what this feeling feels like, and that's why you've tuned into this. So I want you to take a moment and generate that feeling inside of you. If it's not already there, allow yourself to feel that sense of self-blame. Maybe even put your hand on the place in your body where you feel that sense of self-blame. And really tune into it. And then measure how strong it is from 0 to 10. Now, if it's a very high number, be careful. You don't need to dive into the thick of it. You can back off a little tiny bit. We can still work on it without being fully sort of swamped in it. And I'm assuming you know how to tap already, so just tapping down the outside edge of your hand, the karate chop point, taking note of what the strength is from 0 to 10, what we call the suds number, and repeat after me. Even though I'm noticing I'm blaming myself, and I tend to do that a lot, I'm choosing to accept that there might be a reason I'm doing this. Even though I have no idea why I'm blaming myself, and I don't seem to be able to stop it, And I can feel that feeling of self-blame deep in my body. I'm tuning into that feeling now. And I'm choosing to free myself. Even though I'm noticing that I tend to beat up on myself and I'm really good at it. One might even call me a trained professional at self-blame. I may even know who I learned this from or when it started. I deeply and profoundly accept myself I'm choosing to clear that feeling now. So just coming up to the eyebrow points, I'm tapping on the eyebrow points, I'm blaming myself. Beside your eyes, right on the corner of your eyes, I'm really good at this. Under the eyes, and although it's very uncomfortable, I just keep doing it. Under the nose, I don't seem to be able to stop it, but I keep doing it. Under the mouth, so it must be serving some sort of purpose. Under the collarbones, although I maybe don't know, it must be serving some sort of purpose, or I wouldn't keep doing it. Under the arm, I wonder what scary thing might happen if I no longer need to blame myself. Very top of the center of the head, I wonder what scary thing might happen if I let go of my need to blame myself. Deep breath. So I'd love you to reflect on what might have just popped up for you there with the wonder word and allow whatever's coming up to be there. What might be scary about no longer blaming yourself? It could be something as simple as, well, then I'd actually have to, open the doors wide and live my life fully. I might finally have to get down to business and what I say I want to do with my life. Be no more excuses. Or it could be something else that's popping up for you, and I want you to just tune into that and measure again from 0 to 10 how scary that feels, 10 being really, really frightening and 0 being I'm not noticing anything frightening about no longer blaming myself. And just remember that number. Coming back to the karate chop, even though I have this reason to blame myself. And I may even be judging myself for having that reason, because I'm really good at that too. I deeply and profoundly love and accept exactly what I'm doing and why. Even if I don't understand it. Even though I'm noticing there's some fear about letting go of this blame, I'm beginning to learn how to love myself more deeply. That's okay. And I'm okay. Even though I'm noticing this other feeling, this very valid reason to continue to blame myself, I'm acknowledging it. I'm accepting it. And I'm tapping on it anyway. Then coming up to the eyebrows, the scary part beside the eyes. I'm afraid to no longer blame myself. under the eyes. I'm afraid to no longer blame myself. Under the nose, part of me wants to continue to blame me. Under the mouth, and part of me no longer wants to do this to myself. Under the collarbones, I'm open to the possibility that I'm learning a new way to treat myself. Under the arm, I'm open to the possibility I'm learning a new way, an updated version, and it's all okay. And I'm okay. I'm taking a nice deep breath, just coming back to that scary feeling that pops up when you consider no longer blaming yourself. And again, measure the number from 0 to 10. If the number hasn't come down, tap on fight or flight for a round or two. You'll have to pause this recording and tap on fight or flight, emergency mode, until that settles down a little bit, and then come back to this recording. Otherwise, just taking note of what's left of the really good reason to keep blaming yourself. How strong does that feel now? How convinced are you that you need to keep doing the self-blame game? Maybe place your hand on that place in your body where you feel that feeling of self-blame. And come back to the karate chop, even though I still have this remaining self-blame. It's okay, and I'm okay. Even though I'm noticing I still need to do this, maybe for a little while longer, I deeply and profoundly accept exactly what I'm doing and why. Even though I'm noticing it's scary to no longer blame myself, and I may even notice I'm frightened to love myself because I haven't felt that much in my life. It's maybe an unknown or uncommon feeling for me. I'm tapping on it all anyway. Coming up to the eyebrow points, the inner eye. Just take a nice deep breath. Tap a little bit there. Beside the eyes, tapping a little bit there. Nice deep breath. Under the eyes, there's lots of fear around no longer blaming myself. Under the nose, all this fear around no longer blaming myself. Under the mouth, all this fear. Under the collarbones, all the reasons why I need to continue to do the self-blame game. Under the arm, all the reasons why I still need to play that game. Up to the eyebrows, I'm blaming myself. Beside the eyes, and I have to. Under the eyes, I'm blaming myself. Under the nose, but I'm considering doing it another way. Under the mouth, I have to do it this way. Under the collarbones, no I don't. Under the arm, I have to do it this way. Top of the head, but I am willing to consider there might be a better way. Nice deep breath. And coming back to the feeling of scary, when you begin to consider loving yourself more and blaming yourself less. And you can ask, you can, if you're noticing that there's still a charge to the feeling that pops up when you consider no longer needing to blame yourself, or you may notice that there's another uncomfortable feeling underneath it. And I'll encourage you to tap on that. And we'll do one more round. Karate chop. Even though I'm noticing there's more here, that's okay, and I'm okay. Even though I'm noticing, I still need to blame myself because that scary thing might happen. And it may not even make sense or even be relevant anymore, but it was really relevant at some point. I'm tapping on all of that now. Even though I need to continue to blame myself, and I may not even know why, but I know I'm going to keep doing it. That's okay. I deeply and profoundly accept exactly how I feel about this. Up to the eyebrows. And just again, nice deep breaths. Beside the eyes. Under the eyes. Under the nose. That feeling. And everything it represents to me. Under the mouth. That feeling, I know it so well. Under the collarbones. And in a weird way, it's rather familiar. So it feels safer to just keep the problem. I'll keep blaming myself. Under the arm, no, I won't. Up to the top of the head, I'm open to the possibility. I could choose to free myself from all this self-blame. And that's okay. And I'm okay. Nice deep breath. So if you feel that you might have another reason, another something that's scary about letting go of the self-blame, or it's still quite thick, you keep tapping or rewind the audio and tap a few more rounds again with me. But we'll assume that your suds number, your charge on the scary feeling, the thing that frightens you about letting go of the self-blame, the uncomfortable feeling that pops up when you begin to recognize you could actually no longer be blaming yourself. If that charge is down nice and low, like 3 or less, we'll carry on. Back to the karate chop. Even though I tend to blame myself first and foremost, and I'm really good at that, and I probably learned it from a trained professional, I deeply and completely love and respect myself anyway. Even though I'm still blaming myself, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I tend to blame myself, it's okay. I'm tapping on that now. And up to the eyebrows, all this remaining self-blame. Beside the eyes, any remaining reasons I need to blame myself when things go wrong. Under the eyes, all the ways I've been taught that blaming helps when it really doesn't. Under the nose, this painful blaming behavior. Under the mouth, this painful blaming behavior. Under the collarbones, all the ways I've learned how to do this. All the ways I've learned how to beat up on myself. Physically, emotionally, mentally, or even spiritually. Under the arm, all my fears and worries about doing it differently. Top of the head, I'm open to the possibility that I'm learning a new way. And I'm tapping on that now. So just take a moment to reflect. Perhaps write some notes about what's popping up for you. And that'll be the future tapping rounds for you. Please work with a tapping buddy or a practitioner if you want to dive into this deeper. And remember to seek professional help if things don't lighten up. It's very important. Thanks for listening in. Please share the recording. You'll soon be able to find more of these on my website. I'm looking forward to connecting with you in the future.